I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
As Democrats descend on so many levels into a frenzy of violence, this poll, it's growing. This idea that, well, if we can't win at the ballot box, we'll simply beat our way into, you know, submission of the enemy. Mm-hmm. It's going on at two different levels here. Here's the first one, this mentality that is spreading like wildfire on the left. If we can't have our way, no big deal. We will just resort to violence. Yet another poll shows even more gains among Democrats and self-described liberals in terms of the number that say, hey, yeah, no, we should just go ahead and resort to violence. That's what we're going to need to do.
Whatever happened to calls for democracy, Tara?
Well, that's only after they have total control.
Right, yeah. Democracy is when we're in charge, the so right. Sayeth the Democrats. Yeah.
Exactly, and we can steamroll you. And I warned about this in the wake of the Charlie Kirk assassination, okay? And it's going the same way as October 7th did. October 7th, horrific slaughter by the terror group Hamas. Everybody was horrified, on the right, on the left, all human beings. We were all horrified, except maybe Zohran Mamdani. And that's what happened. But in the months after, something shifted on the left. And it was like October 7th inspired a bloodlust in them. The same thing happened after we saw Luigi Mangione just execute that CEO. Everybody initially horrified. Why? We're not used to it. We're not used to just watching an execution on TV. But then in the months after, as it spread, as it settled, as people started to think about it, it inspired a bloodlust in them. And I said, Charlie Kirk's assassination is going to be that way. It is going to inspire more political violence because once the shock fades of seeing something you've never seen before, the left will be inspired in much the way they were by October 7th. And sure enough, here we go. This is the latest poll on this. Every time they poll it, the numbers go up in terms of people on the left saying, hey, you know, if we can't get what we want at the ballot box, then we're going to get it through violence. Listen to this. Democrats see violence as a way to get what they want. What percentage? 40%. Okay. It's actually 42%, I'm sorry, of liberals say it's acceptable to go beyond peaceful protest, even if that means breaking the law. And what they were specifically asked about protesting ICE in this Signal poll. 42% of liberals say it's acceptable to go beyond peaceful protest, even if that means breaking the law. But listen to this. Under age 30 among self-described liberals, the number jumps to 60% saying it's okay, it's acceptable to go beyond peaceful protest, even if it means breaking the law. And again, they are specifically asked about the left combating ICE and what ICE is doing in these cities. Okay, let's think about this for a moment. From the nobody but us is above the law crowd, because that's really what they are.
That's exactly.
Nobody but us. Okay. And approval of law breaking in response to disagreeing with government action. Again, that was specifically ICE. Let's think about this for a minute. ICE is implementing laws passed by Congress, and not new laws either that, you know, with Trump MAGA majority passed or some crazy new thing we've never seen before, right? That we disagree with or don't like. No. Again, as I've demonstrated exhaustively using Google, having the INS, now called ICE, in your city, in, you know, arresting illegal immigrants, enforcing immigration law, making sure the workplace has legal American workers in it, that tradition goes back more than 100 years. This is not new. This is not new. So the democracy, democracy, our democracy crowd, you're talking about, I don't like the law. I don't have the power to change it peacefully at the ballot box. So you know what? It's okay for me to use violence. This is the largest number under 30 or among young people we have seen. Again, 60% of liberals, self-described liberals under the age of 30, say yes. I approve of law breaking in response to, get this, not injustice, not Nazis in my backyard. No, no. In response to disagreeing with a government action. That's the exact wording in the poll. I disagree, so violence is okay. I know best.
So these Democrats can attack federal law enforcement on a federal facility.
Yeah.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Where have we heard that before?
Yeah, no, it's fine.
It's fine for Democrats, but right. Republicans can never.
No, they can never do that. No, that's an insurrection.
Yes, of course. That would require a congressional investigation,
yes.
Imprisonment, all kinds of things. But for liberal, progressive, secularist, Democrat, socialist, communist, Marxist, it's perfectly fine. No problem. Not a violation or a danger to democracy.
Now, Democrat leadership knows all about this, okay? They know all about the direction these young people are headed in, and they love it. Here's Chuck Schumer. This is how they do this, wink, wink, nod, nod, telling his sheeple, hey, you know what? If you don't like what you're seeing, just go ahead and rise up.
It is just such a hallmark of tyrannical, autocratic, dictatorship societies that they use the prosecutorial department as a political weapon. It is a disgrace, and every American, I don't care if you're Democrat, Republican, liberal, conservative, moderate, people should be forcefully rising up against this.
People should be forcibly rising up against this.
Is he talking about Trump, or is he talking about Biden? Facetious question.
Yeah, right. No, and what you're seeing here is, look, all right, in addition to Well, they're trying to get back to the George Floyd riots is what they're trying to do. That was the height of their power. It really was. Biden got elected on the back of it, however he did it. That was them when they were dominant, when they could send a street thug crowd to any major retailer, and that retailer would donate millions of dollars to them to try to just keep the Democrat street thugs off their back. They were really using them as a weapon. That's why they did $2 billion worth of damage, and it worked. They're trying to get back to that, but they're having a harder time getting large numbers of people to come out and commit violence, on the scale of George Floyd violence, on the scale of Summer of Love violence, on behalf of illegals. It's a bigger ask, even of their base, right? These aren't Americans. These guys just showed up. They're not us. A lot of the rioters that they used were black, if you'll remember George Floyd, in the beginning. Toward the end, remember me and you talking about this? Black people wised up. They figured out they were getting used by white liberals. Yeah. And by the end of it, by the end of the Summer of Love, a lot of the protesters, in fact, all of them in some cases, were white liberals. There were no black people. Yeah. In fact, you had black people narrating on YouTube going, "This is a bunch of angry white liberals. What are they doing? I don't know. They're crazy." And I played some of that audio. So here's the thing. They needed the numbers. They can't get them because they're having a hard time getting black people in the streets like they did during Floyd. Because black people are like, no, those are illegal immigrants. Sorry, not doing that. I'm an American. And so they're having to work harder and harder and harder to return to the $2 billion street insurrection that they need as a mostly peaceful background of burning buildings to, they think, I guess, intimidate Donald Trump and everybody else in the way they did in the Summer of Love. They're going to lose this, but they can't see it. And so and here's the other problem. Democrats are terrified right now, Lee, that their sheeple voters will learn that the crap they fed them about Trump and Russia collusion was a total hoax made up by Hillary and facilitated by the FBI, because Democrat voters' entire reality was constructed around this for years. It was entirely fake. So this is Chuck Schumer saying, rise up in violence, commit insurrection, don't ask about the details, and ignore whatever you hear this guy Trump say about what the FBI did, how Hillary lied, how Comey lied, how they put the evidence in burn bags and destroyed it, how we lied to you, how we manipulated you. Just don't think, go get violent. We're giving you permission. Coming up on the show, in order to enable Democrat violence, Democrats using lawfare to strip ISIS defenses one by one by one against the Democrat mob so they can get to ICE. This is incredible. Coming up next.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.